Welcome to the Cups of Consciousness show. I am Alea Dow, your host. I'm a doctor of oriental medicine, a sound healer, the author and founder of the Seven Cups of Consciousness. I have produced 9 sound healing albums and have recorded over 2,000 meditations online. I am an energy practitioner and help people shift their consciousness using their energetic fields. And this show is all about using your energetic fields to shift your consciousness, as well as exploring energetic concepts that help you create a more empowered and connected life. This episode is an energetic session that explores concepts, energetic practices, and protocols that are similar to a prayer, which help you transform particular aspects of your life. When you listen, recognize that some part of you is using your energetic fields to shift your vibration, which in turn shifts your consciousness, your behaviors, your beliefs, how you react and respond. You might even go into an altered state, so use caution if you're driving or doing something that requires a focused mind. With all of this work that I present, remember that it is your energy shifting you in your own unique way. That way you stay in control and empower with your process. So take a deep breath in, pull yourself into your line of light, and explore your inner terrain in a safe and supported space. Let's dive in. I'm just going to give you some steps of how to coach the body. And it might be like when your body's tired, it might be when your body is in a particular behavior, your body might not be able to sleep at night, tossing, turning, fretting, worried, anxious, stressed, angry, whatever it might be. The energetic steps for coaching your body anytime it is in an uncomfortable situation or a particular behavior that it might not even want to be doing, but it just has like a default mode. And so step one is you, soul rider, recognize that you are not the body. You are the conscious coach. You are riding in the body. It'd be like you're riding a horse or you're driving a car and you're not the car, you're not the horse, but you are the conscious one. Your body is also conscious, but you have the ability to witness and reflect and compassionately explore from a curious place all of the aspects that your body is doing and help your body do it in a different way. So step two is you witness the behavior. So think about right now, what is it that your body is either doing, feeling, experiencing that's getting your attention? It might be a particular body behavior. It might be anxiety, stress, fear, upset, worry. And you just identify that. And really compassionately, imagine sitting across from your body and say, body, you are feeling or you are engaging in a particular behavior. You kind of show your body the behavior, but there's no shaming, there's no control, there's no fixing. You're just witnessing. Body, you are feeling or you are engaging in this particular activity. And it's upsetting to you. It's distressing to you. It's gotten your attention. And you have a particular need. And you're feeling a certain way, hoping that maybe you'll get a particular need met, hoping that maybe you'll be safe, or maybe that you'll feel connected, or maybe you'll get clean or clear, or maybe you'll get free. Body, you have a need, and you're trying to use this behavior, this emotion to try to get that need. And then you're waiting for your body to kind of go, yeah, yeah. You have a need, body. And the body uses its needs to evolve. But the body doesn't do it consciously. So that's why we as the conscious coach can say, body, you have this feeling, this behavior. You have a particular need. You're using this need. You're using this feeling, this behavior, thinking that's going to get you the need. And then, again, very compassionately, patiently, say to your body, body, what would it feel like, look like, to get this need in a totally different way. In another dimension, maybe you take a different form. Maybe you sound, light, color, vibe, maybe a different world. What would it be like to get this need in a different way instead of using stress, anxiety, fear, worry, shame, unhealthy behavior? And then what you, soul writer, are doing is you're witnessing your body in another dimension and say, body diva, in this other dimension, I'm just going to witness you getting that need met in a really healthy, beautiful, empowered, connected, efficient way. And you just imagine your body on this higher floor in this other dimension, this world or another dimension or another world, getting that need met, filling itself up, amplifying that vibration inside itself and around itself, rippling and reflecting that to itself here. And then it doesn't have to use the outer situation. It doesn't have to use the worry or the behavior because your body's already getting what it's really after. And then you say, body, thank you so much for having the courage to utilize other dimensions to help you evolve, help you awaken, help you amplify supportive qualities inside yourself. And then you take a deep breath in, invite your body to hold its energy and awareness in the appropriate dimension, in its divine line, divine cosmic loop, allowing for that ripple and that reflection of that other dimension where it's being supported. And then updating all of your grids, all your reference points, the ways in which you perceive. Letting that integrate.
You have been listening to the Cups of Consciousness show with me, Alaya Dow. Receive a free month of the Cups of Consciousness. Go to 7cupsofconsciousness.com. When you get your free month, you will get 5 cups a week for 4 weeks. You'll also receive access to a live Tall Cup of Consciousness session. Feel free to review the show. Thank you so much for listening, and we'll see you next time. Aho.